Pradyumna, it's official. I've drunk all of the good wine. My glass and the last bottle of French red sit on the table in front of me. This just won't do at all, I say to myself. I pull myself up from the couch by the fireplace, feeling the ground shift below me like the bow of a ship. I swivel myself toward the liquor cabinet. Sure, there is a good selection of scotch, a bottle or two of vodka, and some brandy. Honestly, who drinks brandy? But I started out my evening with wine, and I intend to keep it going strong. There is no way that the library has the only stash of wine in the house. It isn't even temperature controlled. No, there must be someplace else it's stored. A basement or wine cellar somewhere. I wander out into the hallway, feeling my legs snap out in front of me. The sensation makes me giggle. I haven't felt drunk like this in a while. I must have had more wine than I realized. Whoops! When I reach the foyer, I am tempted to go upstairs and knock on Lottie's door to make sure she's okay. I could make her go on a little wine-seeking adventure with me. I start up the stairs, but then I remember that she's leaving in the morning. It stops me in my tracks. It's a real wallop to the gut losing Lottie like that. A real humdinger. I spin angrily on the stairs, turning myself back around. I'll have to go it alone from here on out, like I usually do. No more sneaking around trying to solve mysteries. Now my mission is simple. Wine. A bolt of lightning flashes across the foyer windows, followed by a crack of thunder that rattles the house. I step down into a cool stone hallway that leads to the kitchen. If there were a wine cellar, this is the logical location. I pass the kitchen door, stopping in to poke around. I've been here before. There is often a pot of coffee left on in here during the day for the crew that I partake of. Now it is quiet. Dark. Raindrops spatter against the two small windows on either side of the wide hearth. I open one of the cupboards. There is a neat stack of mixing bowls nesting on the lower shelf, and above it a row of pristine cake stands. I touch one, and my fingertips come back coated in dust. I open another cupboard and find it almost bare. Just some sugar and a stack of unopened tea boxes. The kitchen probably hasn't been used in years. I think of Lottie's mother down here, doing so much hard work for the Grafton family. I run my fingers over the marks in the work table. I try to imagine how someone like Richard Grafton could have an affair with a cook, and still expect her to make his family's daily meals. I wonder if Agnes could no longer bear it, if that's why she went away. But that wouldn't explain why she left Lottie. If only there were some sort of clue. I find myself opening the rest of the cupboards, searching for something, anything, that would help explain her disappearance. There is nothing of any use, just some stacks of plates and cobwebbed cooking utensils. There is no note carved into the back of a cupboard door, no hastily written goodbye letter conveniently forgotten about for 50 years for me to uncover. I must resign myself to being useless. I have to let it go. Agnes, the Graftons, even Lottie. They have nothing to do with me. It's best for me to just leave it all alone. I can chalk up this whole thing to experience. I'll go back to my luxurious apartment. Maybe take up horseback riding. Take a long vacation to Bali. I leave the kitchen behind me and continue down the hall looking for a door that might lead me to the wine cellar. I come upon a glass door on the right. I press my face up to it and see the edges of a wooden shelf containing cubbies filled with wine bottles, rows and rows of them. How wonderful. I feel my body relax in anticipation of uncorking a new bottle of something special. Maybe a white burgundy or something from one of the Macon villages. As I begin to pull the door open, a blood-curdling scream echoes down the hallway.